the bottom line of Pei Gimel Amud Bet is in the Ran. Bani Omer. So let's just recap what he's saying. He's saying at Reb Nachman that Reb Nachman says that the question is when the woman says in the hand of the Brias, does she mean include the husband or not? So Reb Nachman said that the husband is not included in the phrase of the Brias. When she says Brios, even though her husband obviously is a creator, he's a creation, she means the general populace. She doesn't mean her husband. Okay, but that's only as long as they're married. Once they get divorced, then the husband status changes. He's one of the populace, and now the netter will be relevant to him. Okay, so while they're married, the husband can't be mefer because it's not even nefesh, because she can get through him. She can get everything. As long as he's the one who's acquiring it and then giving it to her, it's mutter to her. So it's not even nefesh because everything is accessible to her. Once they get divorced, then the husband becomes usher, and the only thing she can benefit from is leka shikupaya. That's how the Ran brought the pshat from the Rashba says in the name of Tosis. The Ran says, I'm saying the following. If this is the pshat, that was Yerushalmi, says the following. The nerdim miyordei hayam la'achar shloshim yom. A person makes a netter from yordei hayam. Yordei hayam we had before. It refers to people who are sailors which go out into the high sea. V'yesh kan odam shebashas nidroi hu miyordei hayam. But the person the iser was from yordei hayam. It was to take effect in 30 days from now. You have a person at the time of the neder was a yored hayam. V'la'achar mikain kadam shashim yom, before the time for the neder came to take effect, the person was not some Yeshua Boshi. He decided to settle back on dry land. So, is that person included in the netter or not? The netter was to benefit from Yerde Hayam. Do we look at the definition of Yerde Hayam based on the time when you made the netter? Or do we look at it based on the time when the netter is going to take effect? The Tolerle Haidino. So the more it ties in this argument, the plugged the Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva, into the machlokes of Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva, when the woman makes a netter, and then eventually they get divorced, does he become
this idea maybe that maybe he continues supporting her even though she's divorced, that he should.
So there's mechukas that are around in Mishnah Pehei, Tzimra Bekiva and Rabbi Yochanan Nuri, but I think the more ties in Rabbi Shmuel to it also. If she made an Isser, that which she is making is Isser on her husband. So she's putting an Isser on her Maisi Adayim to the husband. So the lach is, you don't need to be mefer because she has no power. The husband's shibud to receive the Maisi Adayim is stronger than the netter. The Chachamim strengthened his shibud to the point that the netter can't affect it. But that's the Rekiva said that he should be mefer because The right to Mashadayim only is to the basic Mashadayim, but she does more than a certain amount that belongs to her, and that would become Oster to the husband. Rechem and Nuri, and maybe according to one version of Rabbi Shmuel, says he should be made for her because it'll, right now, him, her Mashadayim don't affect him. But if they get divorced, her Mashadayim will affect him. So he's being made for now because it's Bedor Shemanullah Minok, it's affecting him when they get divorced, when he's no longer the husband. That's the Chiddush of Rechem and Nuri. So we look at so the Rishami wants to tie in this Machloikis, this issue, to how we define the Yerdei Hayam, whether it's the time of the Neder or the time of the when it takes effect in this Machloikis. So Zataran, why are we running through that case, which is not the topic of conversation? Why don't we just said now, according to this version we're saying over here, that Rav Nachman is saying that the pshat in the Mishnah is that even though the time of the neder, the husband is not included in the word brius, because brius means general populace, when they get divorced, his status will change, and he will now, yes, be included in the language. So the definition of the who it applies to is not a static statement. It changes as circumstances change. So we could have so Zataran, the Dan Kamal Kibakiva, the also by Kima Shahyam Yerda Yam Bashas Nidroit. Could conceive a Hoyer Shami Behilus or Amban Zalperk Arban Adorim, could conceive the law Nami Leel. So he passed like Rabbi Kiva that even though later on he's not Yerda Hayam, but since he was a Yerda Hayam at the time of the Neder, even though the time of the Neder to take effect, he's not Yerda Hayam, there's an Isser. Zataran, Mekima the Toler Le Lachai Dina Beplugged the Rishmo Rabbi Kiva Mine. We would then derive from that argument the following: Tkehechid the Boiser Boiser Shoya Bashas Nidro Yerda Hayam Baruch Kach Nasu Yerusha Yabosha also the Rabbi Kiva Umut the Rishmo. So we're arguing that according to Rabbi Kiva, those who were Yerdei Yam at the time of the Neder are Osir, even though when the Neder takes effect, they're not anymore. And so not like in control their mutter. But it should also mean the opposite. The Hainu Ba'osin Shabbatelim Shahayu B'Shas Nidro Yerusha Yabosha. So according to this thought process, we look at what according to Bekiva, which we paskin like, we look at who they are at the time of the Neder and not when it takes effect. So if a person is a Yerusha Yabosha at the time of the Neder, even though when the time of the Neder is to take effect, he becomes a Yerusha Yam. Since at the time of the Neder he wasn't the Yerusha Yam, the Neder doesn't apply to him. And we mutter according to Bekiva. The film Hyperusha, the Zataran, according to what we just said, how could, if the husband at the time of the Neder is not part of the Brius, his status can't change when he gets divorced. Because we look at what he is at the time of the Neder. The time of the Neder, he's Mutter. He's not going to become Usher later on. Yerushalmi is not like our Gemara. The halacha maskina, we're coming out according to Rabbi Nachman, that he the baal la b'chal brias b'shash nidra, even though the husband was not included in the neder at the time of the neder, for the halacha kishenishgarsha asura boy b'nei shechazer liyos b'chal brias amalav asamira b'chudas lina. So according to Rehiva, we only in the Yerushalmi, we only look at what was the time of the neder, and that's it. It doesn't change later on. According to our Gemara, the Gemara says it changes. Even though at the time of the letter, the husband was not included. Later on, when they get divorced, the husband is included. It changes. Zogt the Ram. Maybe you'll answer. That Reb Nachman, Mukilo the Masnisin, Reb Nachman is explaining the Mishnah. So Reb Nachman learned that the Tan of the Mishnah is Rekir Bishmol. Those are Bosser, Shosh, and Eder Chal. So according to Bishmol, it's not important at the time of the Netters, it's important when the Netter takes effect. So, Shubachi Ketanin Nisgarsha, Asura, Lehanas Bibala. Zotaran, Lesa, that can't be Pshat in the Mishnah. The sasam lon tana b'hypirka tribikiva. It's not like come on. I'm already knows the azir la'achalam enjoy. So it's going to take effect in 30 days. Al bishanisay b'toch shloshim yom. Eno yochel la'hofer. Since the time she made the netter, it wasn't in the purview of the Baal. Even though the netter takes effect, it is. But the Baal's power of Afora is totally in the time of the netter, not the time when it takes effect. The Ran is saying, according to Bishmol, the Baal's power of Afora is totally in what it is when it takes effect. Well, when it takes effect, she's under his purview, so he can be made for. It's not called Kodman. According to Rekiva, it's a case of Kodman. Alavadai, Kiktoni, Denis Garsha, Asur Labala. So the Ran says, so stop. So, I feel the Rekiva might have bought. So, this Mishnah, according to Nachman, when he's saying this din, he just said this din has to be treated according to Rekiva. Well, that's not like the Hilchos HaPirusha, Gemara Dilon, Loi Osik Yerushalmi. Therefore, the way this pshat we're saying in Reb Nachman, it comes out that the Bavli and the Yerushalmi are arguing, which the Ran is going to does not want to learn that's so. So he wants to learn this Gemara. Therefore, he says, "I'm going to learn the Reb Nachman differently." Before we get to that, nearly the leka lemismach b'hogam agemora demnei marava. So according to this, it comes out you cannot pass it like the Yerushalmi. Given the Gemara Dilan, Pligi Allah, because our Gemara is arguing. The film Gemara, because according to our Gemara, Osir Bein Bibnei Adam Shahayu Bechlal Lashana Beshaas Haneder, Bibnei Bibnei Adam Shahayu Bechlal Lashana La'achar Mikain, both are included. Besarid the Rebekiva, Lakasha, Homilsaklau, I, Rebekiva's opinion. They're not connected one to the other. Mishum the homilsa talya b'loshem le'yadim. The issue over here is the question of loshem le'yadim. The Gemara Dilan Savrina. The Gemara is saying the b'chlal loshem le'yadim kula b'chlal. When a person makes a neder, they don't mean who is to be included in the moment of the neder. They mean who's going to be included at a different time. That's all. That's all in their mind when they make the neder. Let's say, for example, we had a mission in the second, the third parak. Person is asking himself from gedolim, not katana. So and then somebody becomes a gadol 3 weeks later. So they're also included in the neder. They don't just mean the. I don't want to benefit anybody who's over the age of 20. Right. So they don't just mean whoever's over the age of 20 at the time of the netter. They mean anybody's over the age of 20. So somebody 6 months and up joins that ring, that group. So now I'm at the Asher them also. That's what our Gemara said. Rekiva b'milsei baser drusher the kroy daik lo hachid. The loshay chasam moshem le adam klal. 1 second. Which Rosh Mal this is? Rekiva. Everything 1 second, please. Rabban, 1 second. So this discussion over here is grappling with the dinim of what is Lashem Le'ad, what do you mean, what do you mean to include? Rabbi Kiva is dealing with the dinim of Hafara. So it's the Bavli, the Yerushalmi's connection between the Mechlokes, Rabbi Kiva and Mishmol, so this type of issue would not be true. Yerushalmi lo sabri hachi. El sabri de nordem a yordei hayam vali lahanu da habi yordei hayam b'shas ikir nidroi kumachavet. Shemachi les le the medek ela le the ezer shah he ikir nidroi. In b'shas amiro or b'shas achalos. Yerushalmi's approach is that this idea that you mean to include everything is not correct. You mean to include whatever is at the time of the Ikar Neder, and now we have this Mechloikas, Rekiva and Mishmol, what is the Ikar Neder at the time when you make the Neder or when the Neder is taking effect, which, and therefore the issue of a Hafora would be the same, is the same issue. The din hafara is telling when the ikar neder is. Is it the time of the mirror, the time of the chalois, and therefore the Yerushalmi feels that it's acceptable to connect it to. The Bavli says that this issue over here is a different issue. What do people mean when they say they don't mean ikar neder? They mean everything. So whereas Rekiva and Rishmol are discussing an issue of the kayach of hafara.